Top of the clock is the time. Dennis Nakata, News Talk 590, KUGN. I got this, Mike 5, Mike 4. Jason, you want to give me a what up?
What's up, Eugene?
Hey, gotcha. And Reagan.
What's up, Eugene?
What's up? We got What's Up Wednesday here at News Talk 590, KUGN. Jason Dedrick and Reagan Watchus. Did I get it right again?
You did, yes.
Hey, 2 for 2. Welcome to What's Up. We're talking homelessness today. Hot button topic. Who wants to go first to kind of lay out what the city has accomplished, what we got done, where we're in a good place with, and then what's going to be happening moving forward?
Sure, yeah. We have a lot going on right now. A lot of this is in coordination, cooperation with Lane County. And so some of the things that we've seen happen just in sort of recent months, we've got an increase in the number of places where people can sort of safely, illegally sleep overnight. So mm-hmm. that's our permanent overnight camping program, whether that's the Conestoga Huts or our rest stop program. We've got the large Dusk to Dawn site out on Highway 99 that has increased from just 50 beds to now this month over 250 beds. And we've piloted some programs to work with cleaning up some of the what we're seeing around town in terms of waste or trash that might be associated with illegal camping. And so we've piloted some efforts with some local nonprofits to try to provide a way to get some of that cleanup happening. So those are some of the things that have happened most recently, and we're really looking forward to a lot of great things that are coming up in 2020.
Okay, so let's talk about that, Reagan. Moving ahead, what can we look forward to seeing or hearing about?
Yeah, so as Jason mentioned, the city and Lane County are working together. They jointly partnered to contract with a housing and homelessness consultant a couple of years ago to do a system-wide analysis and help us identify our gaps and our system needs and make some specific recommendations to us moving forward. So now we're in the stage where the City Council and Lane County Commissioners have endorsed those recommendations. We're working hard on moving them forward. So specifically right now, we're really focused on siting and opening a 75-bed low-barrier shelter and navigation center in Eugene. We're hoping to have that up and running by the end of the calendar year. We're working on launching a new mobile outreach team where folks on that outreach team will go out and meet people where they are out in the community and engage them in services. We're working on a new resource center, a daytime space where people can come and access a variety of resources to help them gain stability and do the things they need to do. We're working more long-term, but we've got some projects in the pipeline around permanent supportive housing. So that's really the end of the spectrum that's going to get us where we need to go and get people in a long-term place. And as well, we're also doing some work around landlord partnerships to engage landlords and have them participate in providing housing to people exiting homelessness.
Needless to say, you two are very, very busy. We're going to have you back here in just a few minutes to talk about the challenges and identifying those who want the help versus those that are in the other category. And that's a big challenge for sure. You guys can stick around, yes?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
More to come with What's Up here on News Talk 590 KUGN. News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:16. Reset the clock here. And Reagan and Jason here with the City of Eugene. We're talking homelessness here on What's Up. Let's talk about the challenges, the frustrations, and the best part of what you guys do.
Yeah. I could start with some of the challenges and the best part of what we do. We were talking over the break, mm-hmm. and I, you know, one of the things I find most rewarding about this work is the number of really creative problem solvers in our community, people who are on the ground doing incredible work, who really grapple with and understand the complexity and the nuance of this work. But that's on the flip side also the very challenging thing. There's a whole lot of pieces that have to come together and function well together in order to make movement forward and sustainable.
Homelessness is a really complex system. There are a lot of factors that can lead to someone experiencing homelessness, and there are a lot of different ways that we can help engage to help someone exit homelessness. And the complexity of that is both the greatest challenge, but it can also be the most rewarding when you're able to balance all that complexity and start to move the dial. And some of the things that we're doing in our community right now in partnership with these other entities and with Lane County, I think, are beginning to see this as it should be seen, which is a larger system of things, and we need to be working across the spectrum in all parts of that system to affect change. And I think we're getting to that place, and that's hopeful.
Yeah, Reagan, we talked about the locals, the people that are here. Instead, when we think about homelessness, we think about people that move from state to state. But we really need to make a concerted effort to help those who are that call Linn County home.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep, I would completely agree. Yep.
And the and then let's talk real quick about the collaboration with the other agencies, the nonprofits that really are a big part of that cog that make all of this go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helping those folks, working with folks experiencing homelessness can happen in a lot of different ways. And so for some folks, working with a government entity isn't their preferred thing to do. And so we have a whole network of nonprofits here in Eugene with all these dedicated folks that Reagan talked about who provide an entire suite of services that can be of assistance. And so really it's about helping folks recognize where they can best get the services and the assistance that they want to get at that moment in time. And so it's a complex, we talked about it being a complex system. It's a complex system for us that are working on it. It's even more complex for those who are trying to engage in it. And so we're trying to make that a little more simple so that people can understand, okay, if I want this, which entity should I go to and where and when? And so navigating that complexity with all those great local folks that are working on this is a challenge.
I hope you guys will come back again. There's just not enough time to cover all this in one sit down. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Jason Dedrick and Reagan Watches, City of Eugene, what's up here on News Talk 590 KUGN.